and you just got goaltender of the year over Matt Schmeyer. So what do you guys going to take into Sunday?
Honestly, we're just so excited to play in it. It's every single game was a competitive game, and you have to make sure that you bring it every time. So we're just really looking forward to it. Hopefully can end the season on a high note, but you know, it's going to be a battle out there. Make sure that we're prepared and ready to do what we have to do to, you know, be successful.
You alluded to it in your speech a little bit, but you obviously were commuting a lot during this season. What was that experience like, sort of joining a new team and not being with them all the time?
Yeah, it was a totally different experience. You know, I'm so happy that I made the decision to do so, just because it was such a big commitment. You know, a lot of unknowns going into the season and how it was going to work out with you know, training and flying a lot. But you know, I'm really happy with my decision. It's been a great opportunity. I'm so happy that I've been able to play in more games, because I think that was something that I was lacking in the past, of just not being able to play as many games. So to be able to come in, fly in for two games, you know, fly home, do what I need to do at home, and then, you know, return with the team. And the team's just been so welcoming throughout the whole year, and I honestly couldn't ask for a better experience with them.
When it comes to sort of fly in, fly out, I guess, you really could have had your pick of teams. What was it that sort of drove you towards the Inferno?
Honestly, it was Blair Turnbull. She reached out to me in the spring and was like, hey, one of our goalies is leaving. You should come play for us. Come move up here. And I was like, ha, good one. Like, can't just move up there. But then I was talking to some of my U.S. teammates, and they're like, why don't you try commuting? So it was something that I reached out to Kristen Hagg about, and she was playing with idea, and she's like, I need to see who the coach is coming in. And Shannon was more than open to it, so that was kind of how it all came about, to play with Calgary. And I was deciding between the NWHL and the CWHL, and I'm really happy with my decision to play for Calgary in the CWHL.
Do you ever talk to any of your other American teammates when you're in the locker room with them about maybe trying to convince them to come up to the CW as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they see how excited we are with our experience here, and how, you know, prepared we feel for games, and, you know, how everyone on the team takes it serious. And that's for us, you know, a big component is that when we're not with Team USA, we're preparing for Team USA too. You know, it's the end goal is to, you know, be successful at Team USA. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to help prepare us the most to be successful. And you look at the game on, you know, Sunday, and it's going to be a big U.S.-Canada game. And so, you know, we're really excited for it. And hopefully that we can kind of get some more teammates from the U.S. side up to Canada. And I think it was a great start this year with having, you know, three teammates on Calgary. We have Bozak, we have Hillary Knight. So I think it's a great starting point.
When it comes to players in your sort of situation, how instrumental was that new deal with USA Hockey towards allowing players to have the freedom to choose the teams they want to play for?
Oh, this opportunity wouldn't be possible without it. You know, we're so fortunate that we have the support from USA Hockey. And, you know, in the past, I had a job. I had a job that I was working and training, and there was just no way I could, you know, play in either one of the leagues. And this year, it was the perfect opportunity. You know, last year we had residency. This year, I was like, all right, reevaluate kind of what it is that I need. And with the opportunity that we are, you know, getting the payment, that it allowed me to be able to, you know, fly in and out for games.
You had a lot of classic goaltending battles with Mashmeyer specifically, thinking back to Kamloops and Worlds and games like that. Going into a winner-take-all game against her again, what was the feelings of that?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, that's probably one of my favorite games. I mean, it was just an absolute, you know, battle between us, and so it was really fun, and it was honestly really fun being able to play with her at the NWHL or CWHL All-Star game this year. So it was fun playing with her at the All-Star game. You know, that was the first time I've really kind of interacted with her, and so it's been really fun getting to know her and some of the other Canadian players as well this year. And so obviously we're both going to be bringing it on Sunday.
Not only were the Inferno collectors of the Chairman Trophy this year, but you guys are going to the Carson Cup against the Montreal Lake Canadiens on Sunday. Can you speak about what that means to you and what it means to be going back to the playoffs again this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, this is my first experience with the whole playoffs, and you know, Toronto put up quite the battle for us, pushing us to three games, and so for us to be able to, you know, make it here and play against Montreal, who's been a great team to play against all year, we're really looking forward to it.
And you had Rebecca Leslie on your team as a rookie against Sarah Nurse and the Toronto Furies. Can you talk a little bit about the battles that they put on against each other, as well as your two teams collectively put
yeah.
against each other?
It's been awesome being able to see Becca kind of grow as a player this year. You know, she came in, she's a younger player, and so for her to really, you know, step up and develop, and really excited for her and her future. She did a great job. And Sarah Nurse, I know really well. I played with her at the University of Wisconsin, so it was fun getting to see her and, you know, do so well. And saw a highlight goal of her scoring against me, so there's quite a bit of those tonight. But, you know, it's been really great to see her do really well.